A Pukekohe farmer says he's waited 15 years for today's proposal that farms in the southern edge of Auckland should be protected from housing developments. The government has released a document for public consultation with a proposal to give councils clearer guidelines for land use decisions. Over the last decade, more than 200 produce growers in Auckland alone have shut up shop as more rural land has been rezoned to residential to keep up with the demand for housing. Bharat Javan owns Javan Produce and spoke to our reporter Jordan Bond and cameraman Nick Munro and said that it's been a long time coming and he's watched soil-rich land give way to urban creep.
Well, we're very pleased that the government's recognised that they need to preserve these soils, which are pretty unique and special, and preserving them for future generations to continue growing on.
How long have you been concerned about the creep of housing in Auckland and getting near your land?
Possibly the last 15 years. We've seen the urban creep, you know, moving along, and we've been losing soils over the years. But I think probably in the last 10 years we've seen significant growth in Pukekohe. It's been quite obvious the loss of those soils over the last 10 years significantly, yeah.
And how important is local produce growth, and Pukekohe particularly, to the national food supply?
Well, particularly in springtime, carrots and potatoes, spring production here is quite important. When the other areas of the country run out of local production, Pukekohe supplies and supplements those other areas, particularly south of here.
And how important, or how much has Auckland Council been in contact with growers and owners of highly productive land to protect this land before the government has announced this national policy statement?
To be fair, they have been in contact with us. We've made our views known to them, and they have been forthcoming, and they have acknowledged the value of these soils. But I think at every plan change, there's a different or council change. You have to reinforce the value of these soils, and I think nationally, a national policy would give councils, not only in Pukekohe but other regions, some guidance and recognise the value of what we do. Probably, I'm also hoping that we get some recognition in what we do, and some protection from reverse sensitivity issues. Possibly also, we would like to see a pathway into continuing what we do, which is grow fresh vegetables, because currently, with a lot of regulation around the national policy statement around water quality, it is putting under threat vegetable production.
Bharat Javan there.